Time for the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady joined by Noah Cassidy on the show today on this April 24th. Happy Monday. Let's get into it. Noah, what do you got?
So some of you probably know if you've heard me over the air, I'm actually an ex-cop. So I was a cop for 4 years. And in a lot of these occupations in law enforcement and military, they've always used animals for different type of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So did you know that the Coast Guard trained pigeons to spot people at sea?
Really?
Yeah, so they don't use it anymore, but yeah. little backstory on it. So obviously, like I said, animals have enlisted military services in all kinds of ways. In fact, dolphins were even used in the past for underwater surveillance and camels to help haul supplies through the military. And so with these successes, the Coast Guard started this project called Project Sea Hunt, where they actually trained pigeons for search and rescue missions. They were able to spot people in the water more often than and more reliably than humans could. This happened in the 1970s. So the difference is pigeons can actually see fluorescent colors in UV light.
Mm.
As well. So some of the numbers after they did the training, so a pigeon, say that you select this pigeon for the program, they went through 6 months of training to spot yellow, orange, and red objects in the ocean, which are common colors for flotation devices these days. And so they were actually placed in a special pigeon chamber underneath the helicopter. So they're like actually in like this little nest, I guess, glass bowl underneath the helicopter. And they had this little pedal that whenever they spotted something, they just peck at the pedal. They're trained to peck the pedal, and it would alert the pilot that they see these these colors in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the numbers, the pigeons were actually able to spot 90% of the time, spot these objects in the water 90% of the time compared to human success rate at 38%.
Wow.
So huge difference, as well as they were 84% faster than humans at spotting them.
That's really valuable.
Yeah, extremely valuable. Unfortunately, it did end up getting shut down in the 1980s due to some budget cuts and whatnot. But, I mean, obviously, with all the technology we have now, the Coast Guard, their flyovers, over ocean tracking software and stuff like that, they're still able to rescue people very quickly due to modern technology. But back in the 70s, these pigeons, I mean,
that's pretty cool.
Excelled their rescue mission success rates.
Yeah. That's neat stuff for sure. Animals are pretty crazy.
Yeah, and you just train a pigeon. These annoying animals that really nobody likes messing with pigeons and super trainable animals that they saving people's lives out there in the ocean.
That's pretty cool stuff. All right, well, did you know that redheaded people require more anesthesia?
Well, is that something to do with them not having souls?
So no, I know. a 2004 study actually found that redheaded subjects require 19% higher dosages of anesthesia to realize a satisfactory effect when getting certain procedures. And then also in 2005, a year later, another study found that redheads are more sensitive to thermal pain and resistant to the effects of different injected anesthesia medicine. So the apparent reason for this is redheads have the presence of melanocortin 1 receptor gene variants in the pigment producing cells known as melanocytes.
Okay.
So because of those gene variants, they stymie the hormones that would otherwise turn red hair a different shade. While also what they do is they influence the secretions related to pain tolerance. So because of the gene variants that cause their hair to be red, it also causes those like nerves or whatnot to have less pain or more pain tolerance.
More pain tolerance.
I believe more, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It allows them to be sensitive to thermal pain. So I guess less pain tolerance because they need more anesthesia.
I get that. Yeah, that makes sense.
And so this causes the need for more anesthesia during certain procedures. So not only does it cause their hair to be red, but it also forces them to be more sedated during procedures, I guess.
I guess that makes sense because almost all – I've never seen a tan redhead, a tan natural redhead.
Mm-hmm.
And so it obviously with the pigments, like you said, and so I guess because – the redheads correlates with the pigments in their skin, and that's the stuff that I guess it makes them more – less pain tolerant because so not only are they white, but because of the pigment difference, I guess that's the genetic part of their skin that makes them feel more pain technically. So that's kind of, so does that mean if you're tanner, you have a better pain tolerance?
Yeah, I wonder because I don't know if it's like just the actual like melanin.
Right.
I think it's something to do with the actual gene receptor part, whatever. It's too sciencey for me to actually understand. But yeah, pretty crazy. When I saw that, I was like, really? Like, it doesn't really seem like it would correlate, but I guess it kind of makes sense.
Well, so there you go.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Did You Know Show. We'll see you guys tomorrow.